This is WFMU. I'm Bob filling in today for Diane, and I'm happily joined by guests. BR, are you there, BR?
Hello.
Yes, microphone is working. Paul?
Hello.
Yeah, that's working. And Michael?
Hello.
All right. Actually, that microphone is not working as good.
Am I just not saying hello as good?
Yeah, that now you're saying hello much better.
Very much better.
So, guys, thanks for coming. BR, as you may know, is my co-host on Beer Here, the WFMU podcast and blog, beerhere.blogspot.com. And Paul and Michael are from Barcade. Michael, you're at Barcade Jersey City, just down the road.
Yes, I am.
And Paul, you're one of the chief entrepreneurs of the Barcade Enterprise.
Yeah, one of the founders.
And you're usually out in Williamsburg?
I'm all over. They got me driving around these days.
Okay. So Barcade has done a few things for WFMU. We had a couple fundraisers for the station out in Jersey City, and this Monday we had one, right? The founders?
Yes, we tapped our Canadian breakfast out.
Yeah, that was nice. That was fun. That was a good event, and we appreciate the support of the station. Barcade's a great series of bars. You have another bar in Philadelphia as well, right?
We do, yeah. That's our third location.
Okay, and you guys are mainly American beers, right?
Only American craft beer, only on draft.
All right. Well, that's pretty interesting. So we have a bunch of bottles here in front of us. I guess it's still early in the day, but I guess we're going to have to crack some open. BR, you want to crack open that large bottle? This is a mystery beer.
This is a mystery beer.
We're not going to tell you.
Well, we know where it's from. We don't know what it is, though.
Yeah, it's seriously, we don't...
Do you know what the brewery is, or you know where it came from?
We do.
No, we do know the brewery.
Oh, okay.
They just handed us a bunch of unlabeled bottles and said, guess.
Yeah, seriously, they gave us a case of of mixed bombers.
And it's from the day their labeler was broken, I suppose.
No, I think he was... I think he did this as kind of like a game for us. So it's a dark beer. It's pouring out real dark black, dark brown with a tan head. And BR's got the old pour sound effects going on. So, all right, I think I know what this is. Just by the aroma, it's got a real sort of dark coffee type.
I think I should be drinking doesn't this look like there should be like an Irish coffee?
These are great.
These
glasses are
great. Irish coffee. My little holder.
Yeah, these are very good glasses for this particular beer. So any guesses what style this is, guys?
I'd say on the porter side.
Yeah. It's not a bad guess.
Can't taste the alcohol too much, so I don't know if it's imperial.
It tastes imperial to me. Definitely tastes imperial. This is
already my fourth beer of the morning, though, so...
If you work
it's
in
afternoon.
A,
so
if
this
you
your
work
first
in a bar.
Beer of the afternoon then?
First beer of the afternoon.
First beer of the afternoon. Well, you got to start somehow. I think BR knows what this beer is.
Yeah, I
it's from Dieu du Ciel in Montreal.
Ah.
Any guess which beer it is, guys? With the roastiness and
yeah, Dieu du Ciel started as a brew pub up in Montreal. It's a fantastic place to visit if you're up there. And they've also got now their bottling out in San Jerome. And you can find their bottles making their way to New York, bottles and kegs.
So I think this is the Pêche Mortel. What do you think?
I think it's the 10th anniversary edition of Pêche Mortel with special coffee added.
What do you guys think of this?
I definitely get the coffee, so could be that, yeah.
It's actually made with coffee. They use a ton of coffee. It's a caffeinated beer, believe it or not. It's one of those beers that as you get drunker, you get more hyped up.
Well, it just evens you out. You know?
It doesn't even
the
you out.
The alcohol
it's
versus
Elvis beer.
Versus,
more or less.
Yes, it's Elvis beer. No, this stuff is dangerous because you feel like awake and alert, but you're getting wasted on this one. It's like 10% beer. What are some of your guys' favorite beers? Now, I mean, since you're mainly working with American beers, I'm assuming you're probably doing a lot of local beers.
We try to keep the selection around 75% local, and we call local for us the Northeast. Craft beer bars in California on the West Coast have a much they can say we'll only pour beer from California, and they have quite a lot of real estate to choose from. So we kind of pick the whole Northeast as our local market. We pour about 75% of our beer as local that. And then here in Jersey City, we pour a lot of New Jersey breweries, New Jersey Beer Company, Ramstein, Climax,
Cricket Hill, Cane, Carton, River Horse.
Yeah, there's all the new ones now, too.
What about that that brewery in Newark, Budweiser? You have a lot of that on tap?
Technically,
I was going to have to tell you some bad news.
There are some bottles still floating around of their Burton Ale, but long out of production.
So we're going to play a track, some music, and then we're going to check out one of the New Jersey breweries that Michael brought and see what that's all about. So stay tuned. It's WFMU with Paul and Michael of Barcade and BR of Beer Here podcast and blog. Right now, here's some music from the Sea Lions. That was music from the Sea Lions. That was Grown Up from Everything You Always Wanted to Know About the Sea Lions But Were Afraid to Ask on Slumberland. This is WFMU. I'm Bob, filling in for Diane today, and guests BR from Beer Here, blog and podcast, and which is also on WFMU, and Michael from Barcade Jersey City, and Paul from Barcade various worldwide. Locations worldwide. But I've seen you, Paul, mainly out in Williamsburg. So there.
I live there, so.
Well, there you go. So, Michael, you brought a beer for us to try. What is it?
This is the Climax Doppelbock.
Oh. More beer sound effects.
Yes.
I like that. Tell us about the brewery.
Climax is a little brewery in Roselle Park, New Jersey, and they only brewed a style, and Paul's got a long history with them.
I've known those guys for years, yeah. They have a really tiny brewery in it's a guy named Dave Hoffman and his father run it, and it's in his father's old tool and die shop, turned into a brewery. And
wow, this is really malty. It's really caramely aroma.
They make very traditional ales and lagers. Their lagers are outstanding.
This is a super malty. It's even with sourness in that, too. I hope that's intentional. What's the name of this beer?
Yeah, Hoffman Lager Doppelbock.
Doppelbock,
yeah.
Okay, well, that explains why it's malty. And it's real tart as well.
Yeah, I think I might have got a bad bottle.
I don't mind the sourness of this beer. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
But, Doppelbock, usually not so much on the sour side. It's funny, you know, I was at a bar waiting to meet someone for, you know, having a meeting, business meeting in Midtown, and they didn't have anything good on tap. They had Blue Moon. So I thought, okay, well, I'll drink that. That's all right. So I got the Blue Moon, expecting a real dull wheat beer experience, and the thing had gone off, and it tasted amazing. It was really sour and really lactic. And I was like, whoa, all right. So so I had another one, and I warned the waitress. I said, hey, not that I'm complaining, but if anyone orders this beer and they expect it to taste like Blue Moon, they're going to be very disappointed. And then I got that was the last pint. I guess it was at the very end of the keg.
Probably been on for about 4 months.
It's probably been on for 4 months and got nice and bacteria, lactic, sour. So that's good. I don't mind that at all. You know, it's that's the thrill of beer. Opening a bottle, you don't know what you're gonna get.
I love that though. The both sides of the coin, because there's a bunch of beer geeks out there that, you know, if it's not supposed to be sour and it's sour, like, oh, this is garbage. But if the brewery tells them it's supposed to be sour, they're happy to pay like four times as much as it normally would be.
Yeah, we sit on a lot of kegs and age them for a number of years, and sometimes we put an imperial stout on and it's totally sour, but people love it. They're like, oh, it's great, whatever.
The Germans always say that whenever they get a bad batch, that they ship it to Belgium, and no one will care.
You just change the label on the bottle.
You know, it's really dangerous to have beer in the studio sometimes.
We have to drink it really quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
So how many other styles how many other beers do they do at Climax?
They don't do that many. What do they do? Like 4 or 5 year round, and then they have seasonals. But they have like an ESB, an IPA, and like a Helles Lager. So maybe just those three are their
Nut Brown.
Nut Brown, I guess they do year round.
So yeah, they're just one of like several local guys that we pour.
And well, you guys brought some music with you too.
Yeah, tell us about your musical selections.
Musical selections are kind of all over the map. I didn't really know what to bring. I brought some 70s prog rock, brought some kind of obscure shoegaze, and I don't really have my list. So. Okay. I brought some Ramses. I brought some Captain Beyond.
Well, let's list. Wow, there goes the mic. My mic is being weird. There goes the Ramses' Life Child. Let's check that track out. And we'll talk a little bit about your playlisting at your bar, because you guys put a lot of time and effort into that, don't you?
Yeah, it's like a full-time job.
All right. So here's Ramses at WFMU. There's some music by instant request, you might say. That was Ramses with Life Child, and that was a selection by Paul. Paul, I hear that you put a lot of effort into the programming at Barcade on the music side.
Yeah, so we try to keep an eclectic mix rock songs from all eras and all genres.
So
I think these guys were they were like a husband and wife that claimed to be from outer space.
Ramses?
Two albums in the early 70s.
Okay. Tell us about how you put together playlists for, I mean, I assume you do it on an iPod or something.
Yeah, we have like an iTunes set up, and then we have like a music library that originally started as my partners and I just pooling our music together. And we're all kind of a little geeky about rock music, so four libraries became one, which became, you know, one massive library. And we try to mix it up a lot. We play a lot of kind of guilty pleasure tracks and a lot of kind of deep, obscure cuts like that one, and a lot of kind of post-punk and 70s rock, shoegaze.
Do you guys ever have live DJs, or is it all just a...
No, we wouldn't want to give up that kind of control. We want to be running the music.
So you do the music for all three bars?
Yeah, so we have like playlists that we create that are, you know, company-wide, and then all three computers at each bar, they share the same library. So they're all picking from the same pool of playlists.
You should consider going to business and having a service like Muzak, except for cool beer bars.
We don't want to share our library with anyone.
We'd probably have to take Rock by Rape out of the rotation.
Yeah, that's maybe not
as much Evolution Control Committee as we'd like.
Yeah, that's probably not an approved track, I guess, once you start streaming or anything like that.
Yeah,
I should have brought that one. I didn't bring it.
Well, we've got it here. We could play that one. Of course, that's an FMU favorite, I think. So you poured another beer for us. What is this?
This is the Kauser Ale. It's a rum barrel aged imperial sweet potato ale.
Sweet potato.
Another one of those.
Okay.
That's the third one we've opened.
Yeah.
Sweet potato ale.
Wow.
This is from the Bolero Snort Brewery, which have not officially opened in New Jersey yet, but I'm told, hopefully, sometime within the next year. But it's a guy named Bob Olson, who's just a killer home brewer. And he's also a regular at Barcade. He's kind enough to drop bottles off for Paul and I. And this one is, I heard about years ago, is allegedly one of the best vegetable beers.
Yeah, it's really good. It's got a nice earthy aroma. A little sweetness in the nose. And it's earthiness for sure. There's a weird bitterness there in the middle, but it would be hard to guess it's sweet potato, but I can imagine it. You know,
almost get some notes of coconut.
Yeah. Mm.
That might be the rum barrel.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You can taste that.
Yeah, it's a little oakiness and kind of wood also.
Yeah, totally. You can get a hint of that. And again, this is the name of the brewery is
Bolero Snort.
And you said they're not open in New Jersey yet?
They're not officially a brewery yet.
They're not officially a brewery yet. Yeah, it's Bob Olson's pet project, but I believe it's going to be available to the public in the near future.
Cool.
And the public will rejoice.
And where in New Jersey is he going to be set up?
I believe he's brewing in Bergen County right now, but I think he's in talks to contract brew with one of the smaller Jersey breweries. So we have we had Kane out of Ocean and Carton out of Atlantic Highlands open up this year and distribute. And then Cape May opened up as well. I don't think they distribute outside of their brew pub yet.
I think they're the smallest of the three, I think. So they're staying pretty close to home.
What are some of the other New Jersey breweries that you guys usually carry or often carry that are stand out in your mind?
You have River Horse. Of Lambertville. Yeah. You have Flying Fish out of Cherry Hill, although they're moving soon.
Really?
Yeah. You have Ramstein out of
High Point.
They're in. Out of High Point.
Yeah, is that Butler?
Butler, New Jersey.
Butler,
yeah.
New Jersey. Yeah. You've got Boakes, who has beer brewed by Ramstein or brews it at Ramstein. He's out of Pompton Lakes.
Pompton, yeah, I think that's right, Pompton Lakes. Yeah, there's a lot of cool breweries. A lot of
Cricket Hill
cool
out
stuff.
Of Fairfield. Oh,
Fairfield, yeah.
And then I'm sure there's one brewery we're forgetting that's going to be very mad at us.
Unfortunately, there's brew pubs we can't get.
There's Beach House. Have you guys seen that? That's actually my cousin.
Really?
Yeah. My cousin's involved with that. All right, well, let's go into some more music. Here's another selection that you guys chose, performance by Tones on Tail, WFMU. That's the band. The band Trust. Song Candy Walls. From master bar DJ programmer Paul from Barcade. So in the studio is BR from the Beer Here podcast and beer blog, beerhere.blogspot.com, and Michael from Barcade Jersey City and Paul from Barcade in general. Thanks for coming by, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us here.
We'll have one more little chat here before saying it. Au revoir.
We'll open another beer.
Well, let's what beer we have now?
We have the Port Brewing Santa's Little Helper Imperial Stout.
Okay.
They're from San Marcos, California. This is the only non-local beer we brought, but they're actually the most recent addition to breweries being distributed here in New Jersey. They launched in Jersey on January 1st of this year.
Let's take a look at the bottle.
Oh, yeah, they have great colorful artwork there.
It's got a bear drinking beer, and you can't go wrong with bears drinking beer on your label.
Yeah, Dwight Schrute would approve of that.
You can go wrong with bears drinking beers in your campsite, though.
That is true. So actually, this might encourage bears if they go into stores to buy this beer. I don't know. Are we encouraging bear drinking right now?
None of us are bear.
Where do they keep their wallets? How would they purchase it?
Good point.
I think they would just claw the beer away from you.
But the bear's drinking with the deer, and the elf is pouring the beer.
That's a realistic setting.
It just shows that, you know, beer brings people together and, you know, helps people of different backgrounds get along.
This is nice.
Peace and happiness to the world.
This is a roasty one. Dark, roasty, bitter.
This was gifted to us by Vito from Coppermine Pub.
Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Another great Jersey beer bar.
This tastes kind of strong. How much, what's the ABV on this?
10-ish.
Yeah, this is a good one to finish on.
Yeah, for sure. So, Barcade Jersey City, you've got some events coming up. Big one real soon, right?
That
yep.
is correct.
Yeah, we do beer events pretty regularly, and we have one coming up week after next, the 9th.
Yes, Thursday, February 9th at 5 o'clock.
We'll have Dogfish Head in the house. And
Sam Calagione?
He will be there playing Asteroids, apparently. Anyone can challenge him to a game of Asteroids.
I'd be more up to challenging him to a freestyle rap throwdown.
He might be, you might be able to talk him into that. I'm not sure.
Weren't you involved with a video that he did?
I did. I directed the music video for the Pain Relievers.
Pinch and Pennies.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Oh, boy. I know that's up at YouTube or something.
I think you can find it on YouTube pretty easily.
The Pain Relievers. So, Paul, you're not only a beer entrepreneur and music programmer, but a video director.
Occasionally, yes.
Occasionally, yeah. You can find out more about the events at Barcade at their Facebook page, which I'm looking at right now, and it's Barcade Jersey City. That's the Facebook page that they got going. And when is the Dogfish Head event?
Thursday, February 9th.
All right, so that's coming up pretty soon. So just to let you know, obviously you can find Barcade's locations on the website, but the Williamsburg location is Union?
Union Avenue, yeah.
Union by the L train.
Near Metropolitan.
Near Metropolitan.
388 Union, yeah.
Okay, and in Jersey City?
We're at 163 Newark Avenue. It's at the corner of Barrow Street, two blocks up from the Grove Street path.
And for
or down, depending on your politics.
Okay, yeah, very close to the Grove Street path. And for those who aren't familiar with your venues, you have loads of vintage 80s video games, all for 25 cents, right?
Classic arcade games from the golden period of arcade games.
VR, did you find your favorite video game there?
I didn't play video games growing up.
VR was a nerd. Now she's a beer nerd, so that's cooler.
The one question we kind of skirted around is you jokingly asked us if we poured any Anheuser-Busch, but we don't do that at all. It's
all
independently owned craft breweries.
Cool.
American.
American. American beer. Well, we made you drink a Canadian beer today, so haha.
Well, it was delicious.
I
enjoy Canadian beer. We just don't pour it at the bars.
Gotcha. Well, that's a good one to have if you're going to have one. And I should also brag that the two times I've been to Barcade, I think I've been there three times in Jersey City, and two out of those three times I played Defender and I got the top score of the day.
That's nice. That's a hard game.
It is a hard game, but I have a trick, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I have a trick to get the high score.
It's all the buttons. There's like six buttons going. You've got like shield, you've got warp.
Smart bomb.
You've got smart bomb.
Yeah.
No, there's no shield. Smart bomb, warp, and then there's the direction and thrust. Yeah.
It's more complicated than flying an actual spaceship.
I would think so.
To be honest. Guys, thanks so much for coming by and sharing some beers and some music with us, and hopefully we'll see some more WFMU meetups at your fine establishment.
Sure.
Yeah.
And thank you, BR, for coming by.
My pleasure.
From the Beer Here podcast. This is WFMU, and here's LFO.